You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. We're going to begin with a look back at a week that certainly was for the Obama campaign. And you can really hear it in this exuberant little montage on the Sunday political shows yesterday.
Barack Obama.
Barack Obama.
Obama.
Barack Obama. Senator
Obama.
Senator
Obama.
Senator Barack Obama.
The candidate returned from a global tour to project his statesmanlike qualities, his experience on foreign policy, his ability to hold the attention of the media. But the McCain campaign wasn't buying it.
Barack Obama never held a single Senate hearing on Afghanistan. He hadn't been to Iraq in years. He voted against funding our troops.
Really, the struggle yesterday was for the McCain campaign to maintain some kind of profile in the face of the Obama juggernaut. And the campaign took pains to talk policy when Barack Obama wasn't giving speeches in front of adoring crowds of hundreds of thousands of people. He had specifics on Afghanistan for Tom Brokaw on NBC's Meet the Press.
Frankly, we need a more serious effort on the part of the Afghan government and President Karzai to get out of Kabul, to start the development process. We're going to need two additional brigades in Afghanistan, and we've got to work with Pakistan to get serious about these terrorist safe havens.
Obama talked policy. Senator McCain tried to maintain some sort of aggressive, defensive stance here, attacking the candidate for his trip. In his experiences last week and yesterday, McCain held close to the theme of experience. John McCain has it. Obama, Senator McCain insists, doesn't.
I'm not questioning his patriotism. I'm questioning his actions. I'm questioning his total lack of understanding.
I basically met with the same folks that John McCain met with after he won the nomination. He met with all these leaders. He also added a trip to Mexico, a trip to Canada, a trip to Colombia. And nobody suggested that that was audacious.
John McCain has tried to make a national debate out of Obama's Senate vote against the troop surge in Iraq. It was something he hammered on repeatedly in appearances last week and something he picked up on the Sunday shows yesterday.
He chose to take a political path that would have helped him get the nomination of his party. I took a path that I knew was unpopular because I knew we had to win in Iraq, and we are winning in Iraq.
But who's winning the hearts and minds in America this summer? Poll numbers suggest the campaign may be in a hot weather summer doldrum deep freeze. People may be aware of the campaign and understand the issues after the intense primary season, but it appears the electorate may have taken a break in the last few weeks. John McCain has not gained on Obama in the past month, nor has Obama pulled decisively ahead of McCain. The most recent Wall Street Journal NBC News poll shows McCain 6 points behind Obama. If there is some kind of bump or erosion in the polls as a result of Obama's overseas trip, we should know later in the week. For now, the campaign seems to most Americans kind of like the first day of school. It's important, sure, but nothing they absolutely have to think about right now. Adore?
Oh, important. I was actually, John, with about 7,000 journalists over the weekend, journalists of color. I had a big conference in Chicago. And
you're
it was
Unity, right?
Unity, yeah. '08. And
so was Barack Obama.
He was there. John McCain was not. But interestingly enough, I talked to dozens of journalists, and they all said the same thing, whether they were from Boston, Atlanta, Miami, Seattle, Portland, L.A. They've been surprised at how engaged people have been in this election cycle, not just through the primaries, which were very exciting, but even now and following the daily ups and downs of what each candidate is doing.
The polls seem to be holding steady, though. That's kind of the mystery now. The question is what happens when we get into the conventions and then beyond.
Right, and we're talking weeks at this point.
That's
right. We're moving right into those conventions. It's going to speed up. So maybe we'll see some VP announcements in the next week
Certainly,
or two.
Possibly the next event.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.